But the point of view is generally what the hobbits, particularly Frodo, would see. When we get to the Two Towers, that splits. We get the point of view of Aragorn, and then of Gimli, and then of Pippin, and then of Merry and Pippin, and then of Frodo and Sam. Almost always, except for that little bit of Aragorn, and it has to be done in order to make the scene make sense, in general, the least powerful person mediates the narrative for us, the same way that the hobbits have done, and the same way that Bilbo did in The Hobbit. So Tolkien complicates the point of view here. That allows him to have things like irony. So for example, when Aragorn is saying, "All my choices have gone wrong," we as readers know, in fact, that his choices have gone pretty well so far. And it also allows for the creation of suspense, where Tolkien can cut away from one character, pick up with a different one, and we won't know what's happened at one place even as the story goes on. And it is actually very effective for creating that kind of suspense. Now, the major plot point of the first half of The Two Towers is the wizard Saruman. I deliberately left this out of the discussion of the Fellowship of the Ring because at that point, it needlessly complicated things. But here we need to bring it in. To the confusion of generations of readers, Tolkien comes up with a second villain. So we had the evil Dark Lord Sauron, but now there's a wizard, Saruman, who's also turned to evil. Saruman was originally good. He was the head of the White Council of Wizards and Good Elves that drove Sauron out of his old fortress of Dol Guldur in Mirkwood. But now, as part of his quest for power and part of his jealousy of Gandalf, Saruman has decided that the only way to defeat the Dark Lord is to make himself into a better Dark Lord. And so he's searching for the ring. He wants the ring. At the same time, because he happens to occupy the position of Orthanc, this tower, in a very strategic location, he has begun to build up his own armies and his own powers. And the reason Gandalf wasn't there to help the hobbits get out of the Shire and to escape the Black Riders and get to Rivendell was because Gandalf had been imprisoned by Saruman in Orthanc until he escaped with the help of an eagle. So, Saruman has gone evil. And in his going evil, he represents a different kind of evil than Sauron. Sauron is a diabolic evil. He's a monster. He's a demon of some sort. And he's pure evil in that sense, though it does say that he originally was not evil. It's like a giant greedy mouth that wants to devour everything. Saruman's a little bit different. So to set this up, I want to read a passage that's actually from the Fellowship of the Ring, but explains Saruman very well. This is what Saruman says right before he's taken Gandalf prisoner. "The elder days are gone, the middle days are passing, the younger days are beginning. The time of the elves is over, but our time is at hand, the world of men which we must rule. But we must have power. Power to order all things as we will, for that good which only the wise can see. And listen, Gandalf, my old friend and helper," he said, coming near, speaking now in a softer voice. "I say we, for we it may be, if you will join with me. A new power is rising. Against it the old allies and policies will not avail us at all. There is no hope left in elves or dying Numenor. This, then, is one chance before you, before us. We may join with that power. It would be wise, Gandalf. There is hope that way. Its victory is at hand, and there will be rich reward for those who aid it. And as the power grows, its proved friends will also grow, and the wise, such as you and I, may with patience come at last to direct its courses, to control it. We can bide our time. We can keep our thoughts in our hearts, deploring maybe evils done by the way, but approving the high and ultimate purpose, knowledge, rule, order, all the things that we have so far striven in vain to accomplish, hindered rather than helped by our weak or idle friends. There need not be, there would not be, any real change in our designs, only in our means.